And here is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday. It's the 4th of April, 2012. It was on this date, 1841, President William Henry Harrison died. He was 68. He'd been president for 1 month. His inaugural address was nearly 2 hours long. It was delivered outdoors of the Capitol, a cold spring day. Mr. Harrison, wearing neither hat nor overcoat, he wanted to show how robust he was. He came down with pneumonia and pleurisy. Doctors treated him with opium, castor oil, bloodletting, and leeches, and he died. The Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. was assassinated on this date in 1968 in Memphis, where he was supporting striking sanitation workers. He was memorialized last year with a monument on the National Mall in Washington, a figure partially carved out of a block of stone, with quotes on either side, which some people criticized as misquotes. One quote on the statue says, "I was a drum major for justice, peace, and righteousness." And what Dr. King actually said was, "Yes, if you want to say that I was a drum major, say that I was a drum major for justice, say that I was a drum major for peace, I was a drum major for righteousness, and all of the other shallow things will not matter." The Department of Interior announced in January that the National Park Service will find a more appropriate quote for the memorial. It's the birthday of Maya Angelou, born Marguerite Johnson in St. Louis, 1928. She was a dancer, actor, lived in the early 60s in Ghana. She was part of an African-American expat community there, got involved in the civil rights movement, wrote about it in her six-volume autobiography, starting in 1970 with I Know Why the Caged Bird Sings. And it's the birthday of Marguerite Duras, born in a small village in French Indochina, near what is now Saigon, 1914. Her parents had left France to teach in Indochina. Her dad died. She grew up in poverty. When she was a teenager, she became lovers with a wealthy older Chinese man whom she met on a ferry between Sa Dec and Saigon, and she would write about him for the rest of her life in autobiographical works like The Lover, which was an international bestseller in 1984. Marguerite Duras, who said, "You have to be very fond of men, very, very fond. You have to be very fond of them to love them. Otherwise, they're simply unbearable." Here's a poem for today by Kristen Lindquist entitled Transportation. Everyone in O'Hare is happy today. Sun shines benevolently onto glorious packaged snack foods and racks of Bowles t-shirts. My plane was 20 minutes early. Even before I descend into the trippy light show of the walkway between terminals, I am ecstatic. I can't stop smiling. On my flight, we saw Niagara Falls and Middle America green and gold below. Passengers thanked the pilot for his smooth landing with such gratitude that I, too, thanked him with sudden and wholehearted sincerity. A group of school children passes on the escalator, and I want to ask where they're going. Tell me your story, I want to say. This is life in motion. A young couple embraces tearfully at a gate. She's leaving, he's not. How can I bring this new self back to you, intact? He yells to her departing back, "Hey, I like the way you move." Any kind of love seems possible. We walk through this light together. So what if it's an airport? So what if it won't last? Transportation, a poem by Kristen Lindquist from her collection entitled Transportation, published by McGuntercook Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, celebrating 100 years of discovering great poets and printing their verse. Back issues and subscriptions available at poetryfoundation.org. Edited by Noah Smith. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.